Great. So I wanted to take the time, as it's our first call and we've got everybody pretty much here. It took a bit while just to connect, but I wanted everyone, as it is a together thing, I want to encourage everyone to sort of connect outside the calls where you can, where you're feeling that's what you'd like to do. Those of you who are on Facebook can do that very easily through the Facebook group. Those of you who are thinking about going on Facebook, you know who I'm talking to. It's a great way just to connect and get to talk to people in a different forum beyond the call. But also just today to get a sense of the energy of where we're all at individually as we come together as a group. I'm hoping you've all done your homework because we're about to start using it. Interesting exercise from my perspective. As probably most of you know at this point, having got in contact, I think all of you have done MPA in some way at some point. MPA popped out of me just over 7 years ago now. And pretty much every other MPA technique, MPA advanced work, every program has popped out of me in very much the same way. It comes often at the last minute, and there it is, it presents itself. So I get to experience it for myself as it comes through. And it's the same with these inquiries and the work that we're doing today. So I want to give you just a very quick moment, and just as we go forward, just I want to not have these calls run on for hours and hours as we all have lives to get back to. With the chairs, just to the best of your ability, keep it brief, but I'd love to connect in. At this point, I just want to ask anyone if there's anything that they would like to share specifically around the homework that you've done on those seven self-inquiries. So if there's something that you feel like you'd like to share or ask around that, now's your time. Just go ahead, press 1 on your keypad and I'll come to you. And if no one wants to share anything about it, we'll move on to the work. Okay, so Gina's come straight in there. Yeah, G, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting. I can't remember who said it just now because my line is a little bit crackly, but doing the homework, it was really funny because, as you know, I'm always money, money, money this. What about the money? What about the money? It's rather a dull mantra these days. But doing the homework, money appeared once out of all of those questions and my answers, more importantly, and that was quite amazing. And that is enough to intrigue me to sort of keep doing the rest of the work with other people. And it was interesting how one of the ladies on the call had also said exactly the same thing, that even though you sort of focus so hard on the money, when you actually did the questions, money didn't appear, really. I just wondered if that was common for other people.
Yeah, I think it was Anki that said that she, you know, in spite of being money-focused, it actually didn't appear anywhere in the work. Yeah, some other hands gone up. Other hands have gone up in response to your question there. So I'm just going to keep it very brief with these shares because we've got work to do. Thanks, G. I'm going to go to Mandy, who also put her hand up straight away. Yeah, Mandy, what did you want to share?
I think it might link in with what Gina said, but I mean, Gina, I also did not mention money once at all in my answers. But what really struck me was question 6, what always gets priority? And And this is the truth for me, I put work, 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 and I really don't think that translates to money, money, money. I think it's two separate things. So work, work, work always gets priority with me. And then number 7, what truly matters to you, my first response to that was not work, ha ha. So I'm quite intrigued about this paradox that's going on in my life, that work always gets priority, and what truly matters is definitely not work.
Wow. So, okay, that's very interesting. Mm. As we go forward, brilliant. Okay, and I've got loads of hands up now. I'm just going to take a couple more shares before, because we need to move on to do, there's work to do tonight. So let's go to Charlotte. Go ahead, Charlotte.
I was just going to say it's the same for me. I've got money under what are you telling yourself you need, which is like, you know, money was the first thing, and then it doesn't appear really anywhere else. It's not important to me in any, you know, in all the other questions. So I was just saying, yeah, that's definitely the same.
Yeah, that's the same, yeah.
I noticed like patterns and things as I was answering the question.
Brilliant, okay. Yeah. Well, here's one thing that we can do on this system is which would be quite useful to do, is you actually don't have to press 1 to get my attention. You can press any number on your keypad. So it'd be quite useful if someone says, I don't know who else has the same, rather than pressing 1, if you can press 2, that I can just say, oh, look, the same is, you know, Charlotte's got the same, these kind of things. So I'll repeat that as we get ahead. Andy saying, yes, me too, it's the same. Brilliant, there you go. That tells me that's just a sharing of it's the same thing. Great, thanks Charlotte, that's brilliant. I'm going to take yes, other hand going up at number 2. Everyone's saying yes, me too. Anne's just got a 1 up as well. So let me just check if there's something distinct that you wanted to share. Anne, was there something else you wanted to share about the homework?
Yes, Joel. The only thing that I've mentioned in number 1 is money. And all the other questions have nothing to do with it. So it looks like I have a huge paradox going on there too.
Yeah.
My whole of number 1 was about it.
Well, one of the things that, again, today we're going to get into it straight away, actually, is wholeness and the nature of how wholeness can encompass paradox. So that's perfect. Mm. Great. So thanks, everybody. Your twos. I'm just going to do a technical thing and put all the hands down. There's loads of twos. There's obviously a theme tonight with all of that. So if you're up for some work, get yourself ready. One thing, again, I realised I didn't put in the emails to you about for the call. Hopefully you've got a pen with you or a pencil as you'll be doing work with other people.